I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is my wedding song. Welcome back, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I thought it was Another One Bites the Dust.
It could have been more apropos. Oh, we got Mike Johnson. Of course we have Rusty Manziel. And big news out of Athens yesterday, Pro Day, and there's quite the Atlanta Falcons contingent. They had to stop at the Rusty Nuts Garage in Jefferson to get directions to Athens, apparently, but they did make it, though, right?
Rusty Nuts in this segment's
weird. Man,
yeah, it's big balls on that one.
Yep.
You were talking to Dukes and Bell yesterday, Rusty, and about the contingent of Falcons personnel at Georgia's Pro Day. Any insight into that is greatly appreciated in terms of, I guess, do we know how many defensive coaches as opposed to offensive coaches?
Let me make it easier for you.
Okay, break it down for me.
Every position coach and every coordinator, director of college scouting, director of making sure the coffee's right, director of making sure that
the breakfast burrito griddle tender,
that Squid Billy has the right parking spot in Flowery Branch.
Doors from accounting.
Everybody in the building that has at some point some say in who we are looking at was in Athens. And, you know, yesterday it started off kind of like, I don't know if some people took some shots. I think people were kind of like, because I said all 32 teams are being represented in Athens, which is the norm.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the norm.
Yeah,
I mean, same thing Ohio State, same thing Alabama.
I would be raising my eyebrows if my team didn't send anybody to Athens.
Correct. What I was trying to relay with that is information was coming to me all day. So I found out early yesterday that Raheem Morse was going to be there.
Okay.
Then I find out Terry Fontenot is going to be there.
Okay.
Then now you start. We're cooking. Then you're like, okay, now we got going. Then you find out, like, oh man, you know, D-Led tweets a picture and it's like 10 guys checking in. And I'm like, wow, that sent 10 people.
Arthur Smith was there yesterday.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That's another conversation.
Yes, another conversation.
D-Led,
he needs to watch the Eagles play right now. but you look at that and you go, okay, they got 10. All of a sudden, Mike, I start talking to people in the building and they're like, dude, they had 22 members credential and check in.
What? Like, and what's crazy about this is I would consider myself as big as a Falcons follower as there is.
Yep.
You know, I'm not a beat writer, but I'm, you know, right there. I don't think I could name 22 people in that building.
No.
Like, and no. I know who Kyle Smith is. There you go.
Yeah.
So I can go on down the
Nick
list
Jones,
of people
assistant
I can name.
Offensive line coach, former Georgia Bulldog, pride of Bowdoin, Georgia.
Bowdoin, Georgia. There you go.
Not Bowdoin. It's Bowdoin. Bowdoin.
Yeah. They were having this conversation.
Back-to-back-to-back, three-time state champs. However, I said this yesterday, in my opinion, Mike, I think Arthur Blank said, have your asses in that building.
Probably so.
Have your asses in that building.
And he's right to do so.
Yeah.
He's right to do so.
Or Terry Fontenot said, you know what? We're not going to miss. If we're not taking a guy off of this productive program down the street, I want everybody in the building to be on the same page. I want you to see what we're going to see today.
Here's what I want to do. I want to break this down a little bit because 22 personnel, and like you said, a number of offensive pieces that are there, yep, coaching staff-wise, whatever else. Break down for me where we are in terms of Georgia's offensive players. Because I think we can all name the top three guys that are going to the first round.
I think it's Jared Wilson, man.
But you're saying Jared Wilson. Obviously, Tate Ratledge is out there. Mm-hmm. I don't see them taking a Tate Ratledge, but maybe. Yeah. I mean, maybe that's something if you have a middle-round pick, which they don't.
Yep.
But maybe that's something you look at. I think we all just assume that Ryan Neusel is the guy behind, you know, from where Drew Dahlman left, and he played well last year. Jared Wilson's opened a lot of eyes.
Listen,
I am going to be curious where he lands in this draft.
All right, so Cedric Van Praan, one of the best, I would say, on and off the field players at Georgia last four or five years.
Many good things about
him. Let me tell you something. They love this guy. When Kirby Smart had to go meet with donors, guys that wrote checks with two commas, you know who he would put in front of them? Cedric Van Praan.
SVP.
Says a lot.
He would put him in front of them. He represented – so he went to Buffalo this year, you know, what, third-round pick. I think it was second center. Everybody in that building would tell me, Cedric Van Praan is our leader. Jared Wilson is a better player.
No kidding.
That's why Jared Wilson is one and done.
I always thought – I loved Cedric Van Praan.
Oh, it was great.
Film.
His film was awesome,
man.
Jared Wilson, freak athlete. I think he ran the third fastest 40 of an offensive lineman in the last 20 years. In today's world where you got a center that's got to be able to move and get out in space and get
monkey.
To second level.
I always say that about Jason Kelsey, spider monkey.
Yes, yeah. Got to be able to move and do those things. That's a great, great term there for that. And we got to have a center, man.
Yeah.
So, the best-case scenario that I've heard from Jared Wilson is anywhere from mid to late second, possibly early third. Where are the Falcons? They're mid-second.
They're at what, 45, 46?
At a position. So my question there is, can we trick – this is what I told Dukes and Bell yesterday. They said, what happens if we end up at Malachi Starks? I said, if we trade back eight spots and we end up at Malachi Starks at 25 and we get a third-round pick, sign me. I can't even sign a paper quick.
I'm tripping over my own shoelaces.
I can't sign the paper.
I'm with you.
Like, I know the tweet that went viral yesterday with the Falcons DC, and you heard – I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, my goodness.
He goes, that's the safest pick in the draft.
Yep. No kidding.
Talking about Malachi Starks.
Yes.
So, to me, I'm like, hell yes. So, if we got Malachi Starks, let's say at 24, and we move back and we got a late second or we picked up a third, you know, now we're cooking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, obviously, you're going to look at Mykael Williams, Jaylen Walker. Unfortunately, I text Mykael. I didn't hear back from him last night. He's probably a little busy. Unfortunately, I was like, damn, quit running the 40,
I guarantee you.
That helped him a lot yesterday.
I was going to say, when I was at my pro day, that night was dinners with two different people.
And he's Drew Rosenhaus guy. So, I mean, you can imagine.
Yeah, Drew's got him out there.
And I will say this. Mike, tell me if I'm wrong here. Now – and he worked out yesterday. I think he ran 4.75 at 268.
Come on.
Hey.
Come on.
Hey.
Come on. We were just talking,
that's
too.
That's absurd.
We were just talking about the need for athleticism. And, you know, you go and sign Divine Diablo, who's a 4.45 middle linebacker.
Yep.
And, you know, look, you're trying to bring in athleticism to stop. But we saw it, you know, when they played the Commanders at the end of the year, you couldn't stop Jayden Daniels. They've needed more athletes since they blew the game to Kyler Murray a couple years ago. I do think it's interesting to break down. You look at Jared Wilson. You look what he could bring to the table. Like you said, if you can trade back and get Malachi Starks in the right spot.
Yep.
I'm just wondering at this point, if you're hearing that from NFL coaches saying he's the safest pick in the draft, how many other coaches are thinking that? And is 15 a safe
pick? Well, obviously he didn't want to get out, but a reporter heard it.
Yes.
And they tweet it. And, you know, but he made an unbelievable play, and he goes and jumps over the freaking rope, you know, at full speed. You know, it's really the whole shot where the safety gets over and the cover two throw on the sidelines.
Yes.
He had to flip his hips, and he catches the ball. And he's running so fast, he jumps over the rope onto a rubber track with cleats on and keeps his foot. And, like, I would be in double ACL surgery right now trying that.
But well, not the sideline to sideline clip
to
that
sideline.
I saw.
Yes.
Look, here's what
crazy athlete.
Here's where I was.
24-foot high school long jumper. I never get over that. 24-foot.
Here's where I was trying to lead this conversation. I think everybody focuses on, obviously, offensively, Jared Wilson, maybe Tate Ratledge. There's some there. You know, you got the three defense talents that are first rounders. Give me the. And I'm not saying. Look, I know there's going to be a Georgia fan roll their eyes at me. The Falcons have been very. They've been very good at drafting very, very late round Georgia Bulldogs. Let's just put it that way. The Justin Schaefers of the world have been there, right? Zion Lowe, Fitzpatrick, whatever.
Wayne Radloff.
Give me the guy that fits outside the first round. I think you just did by pointing to, you know, Jared Wilson and saying later in the first. Is there anybody else?
You know who I think is because I know his personality and I've heard Kirby. I've personally had a conversation with Kirby about this guy. You know who is one of those risk reward guys that you go, holy smokes. It's Arian Smith.
Okay.
Because he's a 10-200.
Stellar athlete, yes.
He plays every special. He will tackle your ass on special teams.
Yes. Give me that.
His work ethic is off the charts. Is he a natural ball catcher? He has a long way to go. Yeah. But he had a great combine. Watching him through the gauntlet made me feel a lot better. And when teams look at him and talk to him, they're going to be more impressed. So if we're going to take a seventh rounder, and we got a guy with a freaking that throw frozen ropes. Give me somebody three times a game. We'll stretch you and see if you can cover this dude. Because this is world class speed. This guy's 10-200 now.
What I hear right now, when I just hear you talking, I hear very speedy Kadarius Hodge. That's what
Absolutely.
Kadarius Hodge, Pro Bowler last year, special teamer. Obviously, runs away from Tampa's defense, wins the game in overtime. Well respected in the locker room. Everybody loves him. Yeah. You know, you can see them celebrate when he comes in. So that's what I hear.
How much can you improve your hands, though? Is that 10,000 catches a day with a jug machine?
The problem is he fights it. So at some point, somebody might. They've had every angle with him. They've had the psychologist type deal. He's done everything.
Is this kind of related to the yips?
Sometimes.
Wow.
But he makes those plays in games. You're like, oh my god. You know one of the best the last 10 years with the best risk reward player there was? It was Brock Purdy.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's take him. What the hell?
Well, and a lot of people would say, to your point about Malachi Starks, that he might have been the safest pick. I know that Stake was saying that. He's like the safest pick in the draft last year. We just didn't happen to need a tight end here.
Well, Brock Bowers. Brock Bowers. Yeah, I mean, by the way, Brock Bowers is taking 5 classes at Georgia right now, and somebody said they saw him at the red light the other day on a moped. How would you like to be?
Here's the thing.
Sorry, Raiders. I'm not trying to rat my guy out, but he's in class.
I was going to say, you know, I hope nobody ever catches film of that because there are some NFL contracts that just straight up say he can't be on a motorcycle.
They say my man eats 3 meals a day in that building like he don't have 8 pennies in his.
I love it.
He acts like he doesn't have 8 pennies in his account.
I love it, man. Anything else from Pro Day yesterday? Because I you're as plugged in as anybody. You are the plug to the Georgia program. I am so so we got 22 Falcons personnel. Give me who's in second place.
I'll tell you this. Minnesota and New England both had 5 rips.
Minnesota and New England both have 5.
Yeah. So everybody talks about Philly.
Okay.
Everybody talks about Philly. Philly had 2. Philly's probably like, hell, we've seen enough. when they're up, we'll take one.
Philly's like, yeah, we're, you know, look, yeah. We're,
the Dolphins, what's interesting, though, like the Dolphins, I asked on the Dolphins, they brought 2. They brought their head coach.
They brought Mike McDaniel.
Mike McDaniel was there. And a director of scouting.
Wow.
So, you know, you look at that and you go, bang for your buck. My head coach is there, pretty damn important. And, I brought the director of scouting. You know what I mean? So it's not lack of interest. 32 teams are. I think the storyline yesterday was the Falcons brought 22 people. And I swear on my kid's life.
3 Sprinter vans full.
Swear on my kid's life. So people are probably rolling their eyes. I have no insight on this. But I guarantee you, Arthur Blank said, have your ass in that building.
Yeah.
And somebody better. If we don't take a if you don't take a Georgia player, I'm okay with that. But I want you to know that everybody in the building said, just to give me an example, everybody said we're going to take Shamar Stewart over Mikel if they're both there. That's fine. If the building's there.
They are comparable.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm good if you think we're getting the best player.
At least give the appearance of doing due diligence.
They did yesterday.
Before we go to break, I just want to ask both of y'all. And look, take your Georgia glasses off. Are y'all okay if we take a offensive player with one of our first 2 picks?
No.
Because I think that a lot of Falcons fans are like, absolutely not. If somebody falls to you, I perked up
about
Malachi Starks. We need a safety.
Yeah.
You know, we need a safety. But I am curious. I would be curious to know from Falcons fans, how many are comfortable with an offense player. If Jared Wilson was there at 45 and you took him, I think a lot of Falcons fans would probably roll their eyes, even if he's a Georgia guy.
Who's my guy? God, my brain. Who's my guy at the Eagles? DeJean Cooper?
Cooper DeJean.
My guy. Hey, I don't know if you saw the behind the scenes on that. He fell to them, and they didn't think he was going to. They thought he was going to be gone. They were like, wait a minute. This guy's here? So if something happens like that, and the Falcons go, wait a minute, there's a tackle this fell to us, I'm okay.
Okay.
I'm okay.
All right.
Quickly before we let you go, Mike White, NC State.
Early, man.
Mike White, NC State. Yes, no, maybe.
I mean, then, does it really matter?
Doesn't really matter.
He's coming off a loss last night at midnight,
It's Jimmy's and Joe's, man, now. It's so Jimmy's and Joe's. I think he's done a great job with Georgia. Can they keep – I'm going to talk about it next hour. Georgia's got a big question on their hand with Asa Newell.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people think he's a lottery pick.
He's a lottery pick.
A lot of people think maybe he's not right now.
Really?
He had a double-double last night.
The other day,
yeah, I mean,
I was kind of like,
it's hard to get those six. Here's the thing. If I'm going to get a lottery pick, I got to know every night that dude's hell on wheels.
Yes.
Some nights he is. Some nights he isn't. But he's also 6'11". He's also 19 years old.
Yeah, that's a good point, man.
You know what I mean?
I watched Brandon Miller at Bama, it was like very evident most nights. You were like, holy crap, that guy is a Jesse.
Yeah. Well, you watch Broome at Auburn.
Yes.
He's bringing his lunchbox with him.
That's a good point.
So he's also like 38, but, you know, Asa Newell's 19. He got a big ceiling on him, but it's going to be fun. We're going to talk about the rest on the steakhouse. But, man, I think a statement yesterday with the Falcons, 22
boom
representatives in the building. Listen, if they don't take one, they don't take one. But I guarantee you that Arthur Blank said we better be on the same page in this building.
A cynical PR ploy is what it was then.
Hey, they made it yesterday.
They made it happen. Hey, thank you, brother.
Thanks, man.
Look forward to you at the top of the hour. All right, coming up next. What's next for the Atlanta Falcons, by the way, after we were talking about what happened in Athens yesterday? Trey Hendrickson, maybe? Probably not. Pipe dream. It's coming up next on the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 99 The Game.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back to the Morning Shift. Got Triple N. Mike Johnson. Appreciate Rusty Manziel.
I knew he had that look in his eye, man.
That look in his eye.
As soon as he stepped in the bullpen out there, I was like, hey, Rusty, good morning. Did you watch the basketball game? Yeah, I did. I watched the basketball game last night, but I got a lot of things I want to talk to y'all about pro day. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. That crazy look in his eye, man. And he did. 22 Falcons personnel.
22 Falcons
Georgia pro day.
That is such almost a cynical PR ploy by Arthur Blank saying,
Until it's not. Yeah, until it's not. I find it interesting, again,
it's both sides of the ball. Yeah.
Both sides of the ball. And Rusty made the mention that he thought it was about even in terms of personnel. Some front office guys, obviously. But he felt like it was pretty even in terms of, you know, offense, which is crazy because you got three first rounders that are defenders. Jared Wilson knocking on the door, but a second rounder probably. And then, you know, you're without a lot of your mid-round picks because of the Cousins fiasco and a couple of trades you've made over the last couple of years, and you got a couple of seventh rounders.
Did you see the Tate Ratledge when he ran the 40 at the Combine? Somebody did a dramatic slow motion thing with his flowing mullet to the lead guitar portion of Freebird.
Yes, dude. I loved it.
That was outstanding.
I saw when I was like maybe my first year of coaching high school ball, we went up against Tate Ratledge in a team camp. I think it was it the Darlington school he went to? I believe it was. And, dude, just a man amongst boys. I mean, you just knew the guy was going to be a multi-year starter at Georgia. And, yeah, man, he's obviously grown into his own. He's been around for a while. But that free flow main coming from him, I gotta tell you,
yep,
man.
Darlington school.
I don't know how he would fit in unless they were having – I would love to know, and I don't know, and I probably should, if they had him do snaps yesterday, because I think he does fit very well. And I wish I had made this move earlier in my career. By the time Mike Tice got hired,
yeah,
which was my fifth and final year with the Falcons, he was like, hey, you need to start snapping. And I did, and I became an emergency option at center. You know, that's one of the reasons that Mike Tice liked me.
Wasn't Tice like 6'9", legit?
No, he's not that tall.
Massive dude.
He's though. A big dude, and one of my favorite dudes I ever played for, man, because he understood the ins and the outs. He understood the difficulty level of what you were trying to do. He's like, you know, you have coaches, you know, that, you know, expect you to go block whoever, and you'd be like, yeah, that's not the easiest thing to do. Be like, you get a good base, punch him in the chest, you'll be all right, you know. But Mike Tice very much was like, I understand this is gonna suck. Now, this is going to be a 12-round fight.
We were talking about Ryan Neuzel. He did sign a right of first refusal tender. That means Falcons can retain him if they match any offer from another team. And Neuzel can play more than one position.
They'll match it. Neuzel, and he could. He could play more than one position. I don't think he's well-suited to do it at a starting level. I think he's a center. I think we just talked about Jerry Wilson being a spider monkey. Jason Kelsey was that role. Mm. Or you have certain undersized center. Todd McClure was that to an extent.
Yep.
Played with Joe Holly, who was kind of that guy. Smaller, 285, 290, but climbing to the second level when they were uncovered.
That's just what Alex Gibbs liked, though, was those kind of athletic
Dude. Instead of trying to work through a nose guard, you have these situations where, and the Eagles do this as well as anybody, where you down block with your guards on the nose guard and you would wrap the center around into the you know hole between the guard and the tackle, and you climb at the second level and it was out the gate. And I think Ryan Neuzel is suited to do that. I think he is. I have made no bones about it. I don't think Ryan Neuzel is Drew Dolman.
Yeah.
But I also think he's not going to get paid $14 million a year the way Drew Dolman is.
Exactly.
And that's where the rubber meets the road. So
would this be the first time in NFL history, if it comes to pass, that a left-handed center snaps to a left-handed quarterback?
I have been theorizing that for months. And
have you really? Because I was wondering about that.
Well, I want to say that Drew Dolman – I might be off on this. I want to say Drew Dolman came back the week before Michael Penix started.
Mm-hmm.
And I theorized, and I was trying to think in the back of my head, did Penix get mop-up duty at any point when Ryan Neuzel was starting? Yeah. And I remember trying to think in the back of my head, this is in December, I'm going, did he? Because it has to be the first time a left-handed center's ever. We went years, before Tua got in the NFL, we went years without a left-handed quarterback.
That's right.
You know, going all the way, I don't know if it was Tebow or whoever else. And then it was, you know, Vic before that, or you know, around the same time, and
Jim Zorn,
Steve Young. I mean, you had them, but it's just been few and far between.
Yeah.
So the thought that you know you're looking at, first of all, you're looking at two left-handers at the same time starting next year in the NFL with Tua and Penix, which is crazy. But a left-handed center is almost non-existent in the NFL, and snapping to a left-handed quarterback, I have to think it's the first time that that's ever happened, at least in a Week 1 game, at least. It's funny you bring that up because I wondered the same thing. I've been theorizing on that since December.
Just so like can anybody? I'm a left-handed person, so I kind of focus on.
If there's,
like that.
I didn't know you were left-handed. I guess left-handed. I did. I called you a loogie one day, the left-handed one-out guy from the bullpen. They don't have the
if
one-out.
If you're lucky,
guy. Now they're all three.
I'll walk
guys.
The bases loaded, then maybe get out of the inning.
Well, that's what you'd have to do in the big leagues now because they have to face three batters. There's no one-out guys anymore. I've been wondering that as well. It is an interesting dynamic. Maybe there's somebody that has an NFL database with something like that in it. They can tell us how that rolls. But yeah, man, it's a unique situation, and I do believe in Ryan Neusel. So that news coming down about the tender that you're talking about, I think it's a step in the right direction. Again, the Jared Wilson thing is intriguing to me though, because I do think he is a very good player.
Yep.
But I wonder how Falcons fans would receive it. And that's why I wanted to ask both of y'all if. I wonder how Falcons are going to receive it if you took an offensive player at 45 or 40. I can't remember if it's 45 or 46, but if you took one right there in the mid-40s.
I think a lot of it has to do with the reception of who you get at 15 if you stay at 15.
Okay.
If you get that guy, then maybe that would kind of be satisfactory enough to where you can entertain the thought of doing that at 45 or wherever.
I'm right? So curious with the Malachi Starks thing, too.
Yeah.
And Rusty talking about that clip that's kind of
that, you know, clip, that did you see it?
No, I have not.
It was pretty impressive. Like, wow, yeah, that's good.
And him talking about the viral tweet about, you know, the DC saying, I'm assuming Jeff Ulbrich saying, hey, you know, this is one of the safest picks in the draft.
I think there's also an oh my goodness that he said was a part of that clip.
I just like
watching that particular play is like, oh my goodness.
He's so intriguing to me, yeah. But I do think that most teams have him at a back end of the first round grade.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we had Terry Fontenot on the show 3 weeks ago during the combine, and Bo asked him straight up about this best player available strategy. And he said, you know, if we have a number one ranked guy at one position and we're, you know, there's four guys at a different position of need that are off the board, we're not going to draft just because we need that guy. It's going to be about how highly we have rated. So Malachi Starks, your number one safety, and there's been a run on Mykael Williams, Shamar Stewart, Mike Green, whoever else is a quote unquote edge player, and you're at 15, and you have you have James Pierce's off the board. You have your fifth, edge player, but your first safety. I think that's a decision that they would have to make. I'll be interested to see where that all comes down.
Mike Hughes, 3 years, $18 million, bringing him back. Fine. Functional pro, right? Nothing outstanding. But I wish there's not a ball hawk back there, though, as far as cornerbacks go.
Well, and let's be clear about this as well. You and I had this conversation in the fall. The way that Raheem's defense played, at least before the bye week, did not lend itself to being a ball hawk. Mm-hmm. It's very much, hey, we're going to play 10 yards off of you. We're going to force a short throw, and we're going to be sure tacklers. And they were.
Yeah.
The problem is that, and I would, again, if there's an NFL database out there that can show me this kind of thing, The quarterbacks that the Falcons played like weeks 1 through 10 last year in the first half of the games, I cannot count how many times that we would get to halftime and the stats would be like Baker Mayfield 15 of 16 for 130 yards.
Yep.
And the yardage would not be eye popping, but it was like throw and catch, and catch,
everything
catch,
underneath,
everything underneath. Throw
and then
catch,
the Vikings game happened.
Well, then you go again. Like I said, then you go in the bye week.
Yeah,
you change up what you're trying to do. The back end. Insanely confused at times.
Well, they
very
changed
obviously.
Up what they're trying to do to get to the quarterback.
Right. So it's, hey, let's hug up and see if we can allow our defensive line to get home because we're forcing different reads. They're taking longer to get off the coverage. And they did. The defensive line started getting home.
The problem is
that you exposed your back end, and all of a sudden, you know, D. Alford's running around like he lost the ball in the sun. And Mike Hughes is forced to play probably – something he's less than comfortable with in terms of, you know, just mid-season changes. So, you know, look, we got dinged up before the Denver game. I think you were out a couple of corners, whatever it was.
Right.
You asked Richie Grant, I think, to play nickel at one point in that game. Just nuts. So hopefully the game plan, and this is where Jeff Ulbrich comes in, hopefully the game plan, whoever's playing safety. But you look, Mike Hughes, I think, is a very good player. Still very young for how long he's been in the league. He's first round draft pick in 2018, still 28 years old, which is nuts. Still a very good player. I think he's underrated in man to man coverage, but we're a cover three defense for the most part. And I think he plays that role very well when he's tasked with stepping up to the plate.
Trey Hendrickson, a pipe dream, isn't it?
I hope not. I hope it's not a pipe dream. I know that the Bengals have thrown it out there yesterday that they're asking for a first round pick. I think. It's kind of to be expected. My question would be, what year?
Yeah.
If you want a first-round pick this year, there's no way.
Wait, it wouldn't just be a straight-up first-round
pick. No, it said first-round pick and some other assets is, I think, what the report said. You can't. The Falcons can't give up first-round pick.
Throw Kyle Pitts in there. They can fix them up there. They can fix them. Joe Burrow can fix them.
Hey, look, Kyle Pitts and Kirk.
Yeah.
Take Kirk, too.
Get back up to Joe Burrow up there, right?
Yeah, Algier, if that makes it any better. No, I hope it's not a pipe dream. I know it probably is. But look, man, he's not. He hasn't signed anywhere.
You never know.
And I still say, when you look at our activities over the last few days, the only thing that makes sense is that there's something else, because it has not. We have not been extremely active.
Real quick, I want to shout out our crack research staff, Garrett Chapman. Apparently, Jim Zorn and John Yarnough has been the left-handed center to left-handed quarterback combination.
Great, John Yarnough happened.
One other instance.
Now I want you to start looking up quarterback ratings against the Falcons last year in the first half of games. That's your next assignment. Yeah, go ahead and hit the database on that one.
Yeah, that's like 1970 Seahawks.
Jim Zorn.
Yeah, Jim Zorn. That's who I like. He and Steve Young were my guys growing up because they were left.
They were
left-handed. Of course, Nick Stabler. Yeah.
Yeah. Love the loogies, man. Left-handed one out guys.
All right, coming up. I guess it's the life of Tribbs.
Oh, man. Buckle up.
Nothing pertaining to my life specifically, but this guy would have been a Hall of Famer, but he gave it all up.
Uh-oh.
Walked away. It's coming up next. Morning Shift Sports Radio, 99 The Game.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Welcome back to the Morning Shift final segment. Ramping up to the Steakhouse with Steak and Rusty Sports Radio 99 The Game. Triple in for Tiffany. Back with you tomorrow with Mike, too, as well. We've handled things just fine.
They've been all right, man. We shout out to everybody that's been listening since the top, man. I got a lot of funny and cool tweets today about the show. And
well, they enjoyed the mic'd up segment, apparently.
They did enjoy mic'd up. They enjoyed Rob being here for mic'd up, I think, more than they actually did the mic'd up, which... Look, I'll give myself credit. I timed that out just right.
Just perfect.
Just perfectly. I've been holding on to that one for over a week now, waiting on you to sit in that chair, man, because you obviously bring such a gauntlet of expressions, if you will.
Unfiltered, don't care.
Yeah. Well, and that's what makes you
Robbie. No blanks given.
It'll mix you, Robbie T. Rob Thomas, if you will.
So. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get to packing. He will sell your home quickly. All right. Braves, Michael Harris, two homers yesterday. Braves 13-5 win over Baltimore. Okay, yay. Right now, Braves 8-7 on the spring. Okay, yeah. That has no bearing on anything in the regular season, of course.
Yeah, yeah. And the news that continues to trickle out from people that are paying attention. You know, Grant Holmes, a couple of days, talked about yesterday, I believe, five innings pitch, no earned, which is huge, I think, moving forward. Because that just can – remember, Grant Holmes was the kind of guy that was – and I hate using this term. He's a bit of a journeyman, you know, a long-term
minor leaguer. Well, a decade in the minor leaguer.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden
– he was wonderful last year.
Wonder if he can, you know, continue that trajectory, or was it a flash in the pan? It seems to me like so far he's kind of continuing that trajectory.
You know, Chris Sale concerns me the most.
Really?
I'll tell you why, because he threw more innings last year than he has the previous four seasons combined.
I would go that same direction. I would say Ronaldo Lopez at the top
same
of
thing
my list.
Too. Yeah. Exhaustion. Because he got tired last year. He was wonderful.
The same way.
Well, Schwellenbach was great last year.
He was, but you want to talk about being used up.
More innings than he's ever pitched at Nebraska or in the pros.
Exactly.
Right?
It is concerning. But look, you still have really quality arms. And the very first day we ever did this show, 2 years ago, almost to the day, we interviewed Brian Snicker. And he said something that day that I'll never forget, and I've carried it with. We brought it up a dozen times. He said you need 12 or 13 starting pitchers throughout the season.
You do?
And I thought, man, that's a lot. And sure enough, you get hit with, you know, I think at that 2 years ago, I think it was a Max Fried pulled hammy to start the year, something along those lines. Last year, Spencer Strider obviously gets into his first start and has Tommy John. He's dead on. Well, not only that, but you used six most of the time last year anyway. So
and you have that gauntlet of 22 games in 24 days. You're going to bring somebody in for a spot start maybe.
And I think that a lot of people focus on it, and it was Dylan Lee and somebody else a couple of years ago, but you know, a lot of people focus on the names. Who's the starting five? Mm. You're going to need all of them. The Ian Anderson, you know, is the one name that's probably, you know, out of options. I think we're talking to Grant McCauley tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken. But you're looking at some guys are out of options. You're going to need A.J. Smith-Shawver. You're going to need, you know, a lot of these guys, Hurston Waldron. You're going to need these guys. And so it's all about how they're doing during spring training. I agree. But it's also about what the trajectory is throughout the season when you have to call a guy up for a spot start and things like that. Because obviously you need to stay healthy offensively. The thought process of Michael Harris hitting two dingers yesterday is nice. But, again, he's another guy that faced, 6 weeks last year with injury? Yeah.
Well, everybody did.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. Everybody underestimates the Braves because if they stay healthy.
Yes.
If they just stay healthy, because, you know, the Mets and the Phillies and the Dodgers especially are sucking the air out of the room, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Well, and look, I'll be interested to talk to Grant because, and again, we'll get him on maybe tomorrow or next week. When's he coming on, Dylan? Anyways.
Sorry, was that Grant? Yes.
Yeah. Next coming on week. Tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll talk to Grant tomorrow, and this will be a fun conversation with you and I, because I want to know. I asked Grant last year around the same time about Michael Harris. I'm in a fantasy baseball league. I was submitting my keepers. I said, is Michael Harris a keeper? Yes.
Oh, God,
he's a guy that's going to hit, you know, basically, is Michael Harris considered a top, let's call it 75 player in Major League Baseball?
Absolutely. I think he is healthy, yes.
Grant said breakout season, you know, candidate for 25 homers and, you know, a bunch of stolen bases.
Subtle MVP candidate, too, if he stays healthy and puts it all together.
The problem that I see for the Braves this year is something that I think is going to have to be solved by Michael Harris. You ended the season last year, and your stolen bases leader was Ronald Acuna.
Mm-hmm.
After playing a month, he led the team with 16 stolen bases. Yeah. Michael Harris has to fill that void. And also, if it's Yerickson Profar at the top, I think Yerickson Profar last year had 10 stolen bases.
You know,
you're going to have more than that.
I was saying this just, I think last week when I was doing the night show, I said, you know, you've got Ozzie, you've got Ronald, he's coming back, he'll still be able to run. Michael Harris and Profar. You've got guys that can run, can steal bases. What better way to put pressure on the defense and the opposing pitcher than to start Steve? With the larger bases and limited number of throws to first base, you need to put your track shoes on.
I just think that's what the Braves – obviously, health played a massive factor. I'm not saying that. But last year, the Braves really missed the threat on bases of Ronald Acuna more than they almost did his bat. It was like, you don't have anybody that's stretching the bases. And for him to finish the season after playing 5 weeks or 6 weeks and still be your stolen bases leader, that means that Michael Harris wasn't healthy and he wasn't stealing bases even when he was. Right. It means that Ozzie Albies was not stealing bases. Jared Kelnick was not stealing bases. You have to have somebody, and it has to be a thought process that Brian Snitker is putting forth that is going to steal bases this year and can at least go, you know, first to home on a gapper. And it's just something
to third on a single.
Right. And that's just something I don't think this Braves team had, even with all the injuries. I get it, but find somebody that can really be that threat on the base pass.
Interesting what Drake Baldwin can do. But guess what, people? Even if he goes 35 for his first 38, when Sean Murphy comes back, he will be starting behind.
That's just the way it is. No doubt about that.
All right, let's hear a squid up. That's a circus ass. All right, before I get to a guy that might have been a Hall of Famer had he not just decided to quit, on this day just 3 years ago, Tom Brady ends his 40-day retirement to sign with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Interesting. What did you say, 3 years ago?
3 years ago.
Man. What is Tom Brady now? Is he going on 46, something like that?
Something like that.
Man, he's doing it, though. He's running the Raiders, and he's double-dipping in the broadcasting booth.
Just don't like him in the booth at all.
Brady is 47, by the way.
47.
I don't dislike Tom Brady, but I am a massive fan of Greg Olson.
Me too. I think he's great.
And the fact that seemingly Tom Brady has taken the role that Greg Olson was in, that's what irritates me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think Greg Olson is head and shoulders above everybody else doing it.
I agree. You remember the name Bobby Thompson in baseball, right?
Bobby Thompson, yeah.
The Giants win the pennant. The Giants win the pennant. Well, on this date in 1954, Bobby Thompson was a member of the Milwaukee Brewers. He breaks his ankle, and that opened the door for this youngster out of Mobile, Alabama, by the name of Hank Aaron.
There you go.
There you go.
Hank Aaron Stadium, I think it's still called down there in Mobile for the Mobile Bay Bears. And at least it used to be.
Love the fact I got to see him play. I was very little, but I still remember
Hank
it very.
Play.
Yes, I did.
No kidding.
And Roberto Clemente, too.
Do you think that that's.
And I'm a lot younger than John Fricke, but I've still been around a little bit.
Do you think that he's the greatest athlete you ever witnessed in person?
Athlete?
I know that you've seen a lot of sports, dude, and I have too. But
he's underappreciated as an athlete per se because he made everything look so easy, like he wasn't hustling or something like
that. Right.
But he didn't have to because he was such a good athlete that he could get the balls and it looked like it didn't tax him very much to get there.
And I want to
it was all the wrist, not a big swing, just the wrist.
I guess the question, and maybe I'm not phrasing it right. Like, in terms of athletic achievements.
You
think so? Oh, like, he's at the top of your list.
Oh, yeah.
Because he is one of the GOATs in sports, period.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially around this. Like, I mean, obviously, you know, on the field with Tom Brady at times. You know, so, like, that's at the top of the list for me. Watched, obviously, numerous good baseball players play and everything else.
But I've seen everybody.
That's why I wanted to ask, because you've seen them all.
I've seen everybody.
You've seen them all. And I just, like, Hank Aaron, though, that's a whole other stratosphere in terms of athletes.
But Barry Bonds, too. I mean, that's another level also.
I don't
know
if I ever saw Barry Bonds in person. But
I interviewed him, an absolute jerk.
Really?
A lot of people have said that.
You interviewed Dale Earnhardt, right?
I did.
Yes.
I did. And that was one of the first things I ever did. And I was scared to death. I heard he's the intimidator. I go, he's going to think my questions are stupid. I did a sit down with him. He gave me an hour.
Opposite of Barry Bonds is what you're saying?
Yeah. Complete opposite. He was great.
Because
I was legitimately trying to learn about NASCAR. And
sure.
He knew I was trying to. And I was trying. I wasn't wasting his time. I actually asked good questions.
Yeah. I could talk about that forever. I just, like, it seems like in every sport, and I'm sure you have basketball players too that, you know.
Oh, Neek?
Yes.
Jordan, saw Jordan in person, interviewed Jordan.
Saw Jordan in person.
Yeah.
You interviewed Jordan?
Covered him, yeah. It was not one-on-one, but it was, you know.
But that's got to be higher on your list than Hank Aaron, or no?
Well, Hank means something because he's.
I know he does. Yeah,
of the Braves. Yeah, I mean, Jordan, yeah. I mean,
yeah, that's insane.
Because like, I started in TV.
I didn't
in 96.
Know your list was like that long. I mean, yeah. I knew it was long, but.
Well, my first gig was at the CBS affiliate here in Atlanta as a sports producer and reporter, and this is 1996.
So, dude. Yeah. Where'd you interview Jordan at?
At the Omni.
After the Hawks game?
I mean, it was the you know, the gangbang around an athlete around the locker. You know?
Right, yeah. But you were in the pool.
I was in the pool.
Yeah, there you go. Let's see. That's basketball. That's a serious gauntlet of
just everybody. Of players, everybody. Man. Who have I interviewed? Everybody. Even RuPaul and Gilligan.
You got any Wayne Gretzky's in there? You got any Lionel Messi in the building for that one last year?
I'm still taken back by the fact that you said your first job was the same year I was born.
I know. Well, that's crazy, man. Well,
it comes up on you quick, man.
All right.
That's what I'm starting to get. I'll
be there before you know it, brother.
I got a birthday coming up. I'm turning 38 in a couple weeks.
But I'm a youthful man in his 50s. Very youthful.
You're very youthful.
Lithe and sinewy, as I said earlier.
You and Day-Day are probably the Day-Day's most youthful.
I
know.
Day-Day's that vibe, too. Day-Day looks like he has that old man strength.
Oh,
Day-Day
sure.
looks like he could doesn't even need a wrench or probably just unscrew the bolt with his bare hands.
Day-Day just always, when I talk to Day-Day, I'm like, if I was in a survival situation, I would just take his advice. I don't even know what it would be.
Yeah. But
he's like the avuncular uncle, man.
If we were just in like one of those slasher killer movies and he was like, hey, we need to go in here, run this way, and then we're going to make to the tree line, I'd be like, all right.
You know, say less. I'm with you.
Yeah, I don't even know what he's talking about.
I got to pay off the tease I was talking about. There's this gentleman, won a national championship, University of Texas, won a Super Bowl with the Jets, and highly decorated NFL player, Super Bowl champion, three-time All-Star. That's what they called him back then. Led their AFL in receptions in 1967. His name is George Sauer. He retired at the peak of his career following the 1970 season because he considered professional football dehumanizing.
Really?
Dehumanizing, yep.
Oh, man. Probably not the last person said, that's ever said
he
that.
He said football basically taught him that you're never given a chance to become a responsible or self-disciplined. Even in the pros, you were told when to eat, what to eat. You even had to live and eat together like you were in a boys' camp. And he didn't like the fact that you're putting your body on the line to that extent for a sport as well.
There is, I'm not going to agree with that.
That was his take on it.
I was going to say, there is something to be said about the fact that I don't think I grew up till well after I played football.
Yeah.
And I still to this day will tell you that I haven't ever really had a real job. You know what I mean? Like, I can't consider this working. Yeah. I'm not a laborer. But, you know, there is when I got done with football, or even between college and the pros, that it was like there were certain things I had to learn how to do that usually were taken care of for me. You know what I mean? Like just for instance, when the Falcons go to London, hey, turn in your passport.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, otherwise, like when you travel – there's some things you don't even know
how
to do. That's
what he said. It basically stunted his development. Everybody that played with him, too. He was 6'2", 195. He was pretty athletic receiver. Everybody that played with him said he was on track to be a Hall of Famer.
Golly.
Had he not given it up. But he gave it up. I was like, nope,
don't
want to deal with that
vibes
anymore.
Of like, Gale Sayers or, guys that just, play 8 years and they're
just done.
Like Luke Kuechly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Luke Kuechly had to, though, with all the
repercussions, he did.
Right?
He probably did. You're right.
He was amazing, too. He didn't get in the Hall of Fame, surprisingly.
Yeah, I know. I actually saw him last year up in the booth when they were in town. The Panthers were in town. He's working the radio booth. He's in really good shape. Mm. He puts me to absolute shame. Of course, he always has, but nonetheless.
All right. This hour's been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. That's going to wrap it up. Back with you tomorrow. We're going to have Grant McCauley on to do a deeper dive into the Atlanta Braves. 2 weeks from today, the season will open in San Diego. Steakhouse is next. Sports Radio, 1990 Game.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear.
getting married, don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.